a.m. at the Flagler Place, 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart. Call 772-220-0602 or go to AbundantLifeStuart.com to donate and to join the service live stream. The Abundant Life radio broadcast will now be airing each Sunday starting June 7th at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly."
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We've been looking at one of the healing school services that we have just done. And we found out that we appropriate the gifts and the blessings and the promises of God by grace and through faith. And then we looked at Mark 11, 21 through 24, which is very, very powerful teaching on how faith actually operates and what it means to receive from God. In Mark 11, the Bible says, "When you pray, believe you receive and you shall have it." And yesterday we looked at that word receive. Believe you receive it, you shall have it. It means to take. It's yours, rightfully yours. It means to procure to yourself. It means to take back what is yours. So we want to continue looking at this word receive and the grace of God through faith, how you can receive every promise from God. So let's pick it up right now and continue.
If someone owes you $20,000 for doing something in their house, and that's your living, that's how you make a living, and it took you a week to do this job, all the stuff they wanted done, you had an agreement, you got a contract, and they said, "I'm not paying you," you would go to the small claims court or wherever it is, and you would sue them for the money, because your family need food. Your children need to be taken care of, and he owes you that money. You spent the money, the product cost you X amount, and then you did the work for a week, and it cost you X amount. You have to pay your laborers, and they're not going to pay you. You have to now get your money. So legally, I can sue that person. Legally, amen? It's your money. You've got to go and get it. It's yours. You've got to go and get it. Healing is yours. You've got to go and get it. Salvation is yours. You've got to go and get it. Deliverance is yours, but you've got to go and get it. It's already yours. Legally, the gavel in the Supreme Court, the real Supreme Court, the gavel came down, gush, it is done. It is finished. Legally, you became an heir of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Legal. It's legal, and it's illegal to steal the blessing from you. So legally, like a lawyer, that's why you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus. You have to go and get that thing. You got to take it, man. Some of these people, they'll steal money from you, and you control you want. They're not giving it back. They're full of demons. Cast the demon out, get your money, and the devil must pay back sevenfold. Look at the children of Israel. Go with me to Numbers 33. Numbers 33. Remember, God had freely given the Israelites the promised land. Freely. But they had to go in and actively take possession of it before it did them any good. God said, "I've given you the land, go in and possess it. I've given you the healing, go in and possess it. I've given you the salvation, go in and possess it. I've given you the protection. I've given you the finances. I've given you the peace. I've given you the deliverance." Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set open the eyes of the blind, those that are hurting and wounded to be healed. He came to deliver the captives and set them free." It's all yours. It's all ours. Legally, bought and paid for with His blood at the cross of Calvary. But we've got to go in and actively take it, like you had to actively take salvation. Amen. You've got to take possession of what God's given to you. So God had said to the Israelites, I've given you the land. Watch here, verse 53, Numbers 33, 53. And you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein. For I have given you the land to possess it. I've given, past tense. In God's mind, it's done. I've given you the land. In God's mind, healing is done. I've given you the healing. In God's mind, salvation is done. I've given you the salvation. You've got to appropriate it. Go in and actively take it now. Amen. The Amplified says, and you shall take possession of the land and dwell in it, for to you I've given the land to possess it. I've given the land to possess. I've given it to you. Now go and take it. By the stripes on my back, I've given you healing. Now go and take it. Wow. Verse 45. Joshua 21. Joshua 21, verse 43. Watch out from the New King James. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. So now you can see, we understand what happened. The 12 spies went in to spy out the land. 10 of them came back, or they all came back, and 10 of them said, we can't do it, just it's not going to happen. And the two said, we can do it, we're well able, for God is with us. And the 10 that came against it never entered into the promised land. They never partook of healing and prosperity and health and peace and joy. None of them took part of it, and neither did their children. Amen? Their children's children, a generation later, came. Now watch this. He says, so the Lord gave to Israel all the land, and the two that said, we can possess it, because they believed the word of God, he said, we've given it to you, we can do it, we're well able. They went in and they took it over. In actual fact, Joshua now, he's writing, so the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. Wow. Verse 45, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All. Everyone say all. All. What does all mean? All means all, because that's what all means. You can study it out. All came to pass. Every word, every promise that the Lord had spoken, all of it came to pass. Every word, it all came to pass exactly as he said. So when God speaks, my God, look at Joshua 14. Just flip back a bit. Verse 12. Now watch here. This is Caleb. Joshua and Caleb were together when they said, we are well able to take the land. Caleb was the one who actually spoke. Joshua is the one who led them in to the promised land. Isn't that amazing? The two that said, yep, we can do this because God said so. And they trusted and believed God's word. They, the two we hear of after that. None of the 10. You don't hear anything about the 10, excepting they didn't get in. Now watch here. Joshua 14:12. Caleb speaking. He says to Joshua, now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim was there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. He's not saying maybe he's going to. He's saying I'm going to drive them out as the Lord has promised. These Anakim are still on that mountain. He's promised us the whole land, not just a portion. He's promised you all the healing, not just some of it. And he's saying, God promised us the land. There's still people on that mountain. I'm 85 years of age right now, but there's people on that mountain that shouldn't be there, the enemy. I want that land that was promised us by God. God said it's ours. And look what Joshua says to him. And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. So he says, yeah, I want that land. And it's full of enemy people. And Joshua blessed them and said, go get it. They had to go and take possession of it. And they did. And they ended up living in that land. God had freely promised them the land, but they had to go in and actively take possession of it before it did any good. It's amazing. But now listen to this. Even to this day, years and years, 2,000 plus more, because that's Joshua's time, 4,000, 3,500 years ago, this took place. The enemy today is still trying to take the land from Israel. You read it in the papers. You hear it on the news. They're not even considered. In certain countries, they're not even included on the maps of the Middle East. They don't even put their name in there, Israel. They don't do that. That's why what the president of America did for Jerusalem becoming where our embassy went, when President Trump said, we are moving our embassy to the capital, because when you send in ambassadors, they normally go to the capital of the country. And so the capital of the country, Donald Trump said, we're moving into Jerusalem, recognizing Jerusalem as Israelites and the capital. And you've got these people that are still not even accepting them in the land, don't even see them in the land, trying to possess the land 3,500 years later, still trying. Well, that's why when you get flu, he comes back again next time. Why? Because he's going to keep trying to steal what's rightfully yours. They're talking about this coronavirus. Man, let me tell you something. Fear tactics, it's terrorism. To me, the devil operates with terrorism. You call terrorists terrorists because they terrorize people into a place of fear so they become helpless, because your faith is not effective when you're in fear. Now they're saying things like, oh, coronavirus is going to come back worse, putting fear into the people. Job said in 3:25, the thing that you fear the most will come on you. The law of attraction, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you speak out of your mouth will come in your life. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. The devil puts people into fear, and he uses fear tactics. He's a terrorist. He's the founder of terrorism. Yeah. Come on. He's the first one who brought fear. And he continues with it. So after 2,000 plus years later, Jesus procured our blessings for us. The enemy is still trying to steal them from us. He's still trying to steal our salvation, our health, our finances, our peace, our joy, our children, our marriage, our freedoms. He's still trying to steal those things from us, even though they were procured over 2,000 years ago by Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary. I mean, really. And so the promises of God will do us absolutely no good until we believe it and effectively receive, actively take possession of. I've got to actively take possession of health. I've got to believe it. I've got to say, I receive it. I've got to speak it. I've got to believe it. I've got to take it with the arm of faith. It's encapsulated in His grace. Healing. It's right there in His grace. And so now I say, according to Isaiah 53:5, and according to 1 Peter 2:4, and according to this, and you start quoting the scriptures, my God, Psalm 30:2, Jeremiah 17:14, Exodus 15:26, Psalm 118:17, and all, I mean, there's hundreds of scriptures on healing. I appropriate them according to the word of God. It's already given to me. I'm coming in and I'm possessing what's rightfully mine. And I'm putting my foot down on the enemy's neck. Heaven suffers violent and the violent taken by force. You're not withholding my healing. Forget it. That day is over. By the stripes on his back, I claim, I possess, I take, I bring to myself what's rightfully mine. Yeah, you got to do that. And then, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my healing. Even while I'm sniffing and blowing my nose and eyes watering, thank you, Lord. I walk and I appropriate the blessing. Actively, you've got to take it. How do I take it? Through faith. You've got to activate it. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't go weary. Don't settle for anything but God's word. Don't settle.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port
Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square town.